Hopefully, we won't have to use our personal weapons at the airport, as the armored cars should be able to take care of any resistance, Groening suggested. However, as the scouts say, be prepared.
Oh, you were in the scouts? Alan asked.
Yes, I was, he confirmed with a nod.
But I thought that Hitler banned them.
Yeah, he did, but only in 35. I was a scout from 27 until 31.
Well, you learn something new every day, the partisan said, as he lifted up the barrel and looked through it, checking for any obstacles.
Fascinating, Sam said sarcastically. Groening thought for a moment before he spoke. You don't like me much, Sam, do you?
He stopped cleaning his weapon and turned to face the young airman. I'm used to kidding Germans, not talking to them. Nothing personal.
He doesn't mean any offence, do you, Sam? Alan interjected.
Sam ignored his friend.
Ah, it's all right, Alan. None taken. Although, for your information, Sam, I've probably killed more Nazis than you have.
The guerrilla guffawed.
Oh, I very much doubt it.
He continued cleaning his weapon.
I'm not your enemy. They're on the same side.
Well, that remains to be seen. We'll see what happens when the bullets start flying, Fritz. Then we'll find out whose side you're on.
The partisan stood up abruptly and started walking towards the exit.
In the meantime, stay away from me.
Where are you going? Alan asked.
I'm not used to sharing oxygen with live Germans, Al.
The guerrilla sniffed the air melodramatically.
It's beginning to stink in here.
He walked out of the barn.
Alan waited until his friend was well away before he spoke.
You must forgive Sam, Fritzy. The Nazis killed his parents. It's not personal, it's just war.
Yeah, I understand.
Groening nodded firmly.
However, Sam needs to understand that not all Germans are Nazis. Many of us have also lost loved ones at the hands of the Nazis.
Including yourself?
Yeah, I lost my brother.
I'm sorry to hear that, Fritz. How did it happen?
Bruno was killed by SA stormtroopers in a street fight.
Was he a communist?
No, he wasn't a communist. In fact, he wasn't political at all. He was a Schwing kid.
A what?
A Schwingjugend in German. He liked to listen to swing music, jazz.
And the Nazis had a problem with that?
Yes, they called it Negermusik, because it was mainly performed by American Negroes. The Nazis considered it degenerate, heavily influenced by Jews and definitely non-Aryan.
Christ, it's unbelievable,
Alan shook his head.
To beat someone to death because of the music they listen to?
Or the clothes they wear? Or the gods they do or don't believe in? Bruno was trying to rescue a Jewish boy from being beaten up by Nazi thugs, but he got separated from his mates and became trapped in a dead-end alley.
Where were you at the time?
Yeah, I was here at art school in London.
And then the war started in Spain?
Yeah, the war started in 36. I packed away my paints and brush, crossed the Channel, hitchhiked across France, was smuggled across the Pyrenees, and joined the Telman Battalion in Barcelona.
And you've been killing Nazis ever since?
Until we were demobilized in 38. I consider the last 4 years to have been a temporary sabbatical, but I'm itching to get started again.
Groening grinned bloodthirstily.
I can see you're a man after my own heart, Fritz. But do you think we'll ever stop?
Sure we will. After we've sent the last motherless one of them straight to hell, where they belong.
Halt! Who goes there?
Sam barked.
It's Major O'Keefe. Advance one and be recognised, he ordered.
O'Keefe walked forward with his hands held up in the air.
You shouldn't sneak up on me like that, sir. I could have shot you, the schoolboy scolded.
I'm sorry, Sam. I heard you had a bit of a run-in with Fritz earlier.
It wasn't much of a run-in. I just don't like Germans, that's all.
Even when they're on our side.
He shook his head.
I don't know that for certain, do I, sir?
Well, I do, the Irishman stated firmly. You'll just have to trust me.
The guerrilla grinned with wry amusement.
With all due respect, sir, you're not exactly the most trustworthy character in the world, are you?
And what the devil's that supposed to mean?
The resistance officer's cheeks reddened with anger. Sam had really ruffled his feathers.
You fought for the IRA against us, and then here you are fighting for us against the Huns.
Not for you, but with you. At the moment, we happen to share the same common enemy, the Nazis. This is merely a temporary marriage of convenience. But what on earth has all of this got to do with Fritz?